Peah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Zvachim Bavli, Daf Chof Aleph, we begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Hazere Sadeyu min Echad, Avapishu Oise Shte Granois Noisen Peah Echad. The Mishnah says if a person planted one species in his field, even if he makes it into two threshing floors, he gives only one pear for all of it. Zor Shne Minim, Avapishu Oise Goin Echad Noisen Shte Peahs. If he planted two species, even if he made them into one threshing floor, he gives two pears. Hazreya Sadeyu Shne Mini Chitim, Asan Goin Echad Noisen Peah Achas, Asan Shte Granois Noisen Shte Peahs. If he planted two types of wheat in his field, if he made them into one threshing floor, he gives one pear. If into two, he gives two pears. Ma'aseh shezora, Rabbi Shimon, ish ha-matzpeh, lefnei Rabbi Gamliel, va'alu l'leches lishkas ha-gozis, v'shalu, ama nochem ha-lavla, mekubal ani, mei Rabbi Misha, shekibo, mei Abba shekibo, min ha-zugois, shekiblu min ha-nevi'im, halacha l'mosh mei Sinai, b'zirei es sadiru shnei mini chitim, ason gerin achas, noisen, once the Pshirin, Ish Matzpeh, planted before Rabbi Gamliel, and they went to the Lishkas HaGozis to ask them the law. Nachum, the scribe, said, I have a tradition from Rabbi Misha, who received it from Abba, who received it from the pairs of sages who are mentioned in the first Pek of Pekei Avos, who received it from the Nevi'im, as an old tradition from Sinai. If he planted two types of wheat in his field, if he made them into one threshing floor, he gives one pear. If into two, he gives two pears. And the Gemara says, "Katzah chatzia agdoi v'chetzia shmusis la'asoisam garen achas v'nimlach v'asan shtei granois ena mafresh mena agdoi ala shumis v'loi b'tchila v'loi b'soif." If he harvested half his white wheat and half his red wheat, intending to make one threshing floor, and he then decided to make two, he may not give peah from the white for the red for any part of the crops, since ultimately they were separated. If he harvested half the white and half the red wheat, intending to make two threshing floors, and he then decided to make one, he may give peah from the white wheat at the end of the field for the red wheat there, or from the white at the beginning of the field for the red wheat there. He may give the white for the white if he's completed harvesting the field, but if not, he may not even give white for white. If he harvested half of the white wheat and all of the red, intending to make one threshing floor, and he then decided to make two, when he finishes harvesting the white, he may give peah from the second half of the white for the first half, and also from the white for the red. And even though he decided to make two threshing floors and separate the red and the white, that decision was made after the red was completely harvested, and it doesn't take effect. Amar Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, in basa alocha tachas yadecha ve'inata yedeya mativa altaf legena ledavacha sheri kama halochis nemo lemoish mesinai v'kulan meshukois b'mishna. If they were quoting Yochanan, says if a halocha comes to your hand and you don't know its reason, don't reject it, as perhaps it's halocha lemoish mesinai, as there are a number of such halochas that are embedded in the Mishnah. Am of Avin, but Yerushi Shnei Menechitim Elulei Sheba Nochum Reperish Lanu Yoidim Hainu. This is true because concerning our case of two types of wheat, if Nochum wouldn't have come to explain it, would we have known it's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai? Rabbi Zeira B'Shem Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Zeira quoted Rabbi Eliezer as saying, bringing the pasuk in Hosea in Perek Ches Pasuk Yud Beis, Echtov Lachem Rubi Toirasi. I will write for you most, or literally the greater part of my Torah. V'chi ruba shel Torah nichtava el merubin hein hadvarim hanidrashim min haksav min hadvarim hanidrashim min hapeh. The question is most of the Torah the written Torah? In fact, most of the Torah is the old Torah. Rather, greater are the things that are learned through the 13 principles which are used to expound the Torah's text of Rabbi Shmuel than the halachas l'mosh mi-sinai that can't be sourced in the Torah. V'kini, but is this so? Elekini chavivin hein hadvarim hanidrashim min haksav min hadvarim hanidrashim min hapeh, I should say. Rather, more cherished are those things that are expounded from the text than those that are expounded orally. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi oimer echtov lachem rubi toirasi el ha-teichachos afilu kein loikamoi za nechshivu. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says, and quoting the passage again, I will write for you most, and the word rav literally means a quarrel or rebuke. I will write for you most of my Torah, and this refers to the admonitions, and the passage concludes, like a foreign thing they are considered, as they didn't accept the rebuke. Amr v'avin, ilulei kesavti lecha rubi toyasi, leke moiza nechshiru, ma bina le'umais, אלא מוצאים ספריהם, ואלא מוצאים ספריהם, ואלא מוצאים ספריהם, אלא מוצאים דפתריהם, ואלא מוצאים דפתריהם. Rav Avin says, if I would have written down for you most of my Torah, meaning the old Torah, you would have been considered a foreign nation like all the other nations, as they also have access to all of the Torah. Rav Chagai Amar b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, Rav Chagai quoting Rav Shmuel bar Nachman said, Ne'emu dvarim b'peh v'ne'emu dvarim shebechsav, ve'inanu yoydim eiv mehen chaviv, elam min ma tachziv, כי על פי הדברים האלה קראתי אתך ברית בית ישראל, הדאמר אויסן תרפה חביבן. Some things were given orally and some things were given in writing, and we wouldn't know which of them are more cherished. But when the Pasuk says in Shmoyth Perek Lama Dalet Pasuk Chav Zayin, as according to, means, or upon the mouth of, these words I have made a covenant with you and with your soul, this shows that the oral law is more cherished. Rav Yochanan of Yudan, Bei Rav Shimon, Chadama, Im Shamata, Mashi Bepe, Veshamata, Mashi Bechsav, Ani Koyeth Itcha Bris, Vim Lab Ein, Ani Koyeth Imcha Bris. There's a dispute between Rav Yochanan and Rav Yudan, Bei Rav Shimon. One said, if you keep that which is oral and that which is written, I have a covenant with you, and if not, I do not. Vechrona Amma, Im Shamata, Mashi Bepe, Vekiyamta, Mashi Bechsav, Ata Mekabal Sechar, Vim Lab Ein, Ata Mekabal Sechar. The other one said, if you keep that which is oral and fulfill that which is written, you will see reward, and if not, you do not. Rav Shimon Levi Omer Aleihem V'Aleihem Kol Kachol Dvarim HaDvarim Mikra Mishnah Talmud V'Agoda Avinu Mashe Talmud Vasik Osed Lahoyvois Lifnei Rabbi Kva Nema Lamoshe B'Sina. Rav Shimon Levi said, quoting from the Pasuk in Dvarim Perek Tes Pasuk Yud, and Hashem gave me two stone tablets inscribed by the finger of God, and on them was inscribed according to all the words that Hashem spoke with you on the mountain. And the Pasuk could have said, on them, and it said, and on them. It could have said, all, and it said, according to all. It could have said, words, and it said, the words. These extra letters teach that what was given to Moshe at Sinai was Psukim, Mishnah, Talmud, Agada, and even that which an experienced student would ask his Rav in the future. Ma'atam, from where is this learned? And we bring a Pasuk in Koheles, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud. Yesh Dor She'ema Adam Re'ei Ve'chadash Hu V'goyme. Me'shivoi Chaveyu Va'imalai Kva Haya La'ilamim. In Koheles it says there's a thing of which someone will say, see this, it is new, it has always been. Rabbi Zera, b'shem Shmuel, Rabbi Zera quoted Shmuel as saying, Ein lemedim lo min halachos, lo min hagadois, lo min hatosafos, ela min hatalmud. We can't derive laws from halacha Moshe Sinai, nor from Midrashim, nor from Tosefos, only from Talmud, which is the words of the Amoraim. Tani, Rabbi Chalafta ben Shol, hi shnei minei chitim, hi shnei minei sa'irim. We bring a question from the Baisa of Rabbi Chalafta ben Shol, who says, the case of the two types of wheat also applies to two types of barley, and this is a law which is this is deriving a law from Halacha Moshe Sinai. So we have a question. You said you can't learn anything from Halacha Moshe Sinai, and we did apply it to barley as we said it for wheat. Amar b'zeira, and b'zeira answered, kach haisa halacha v'yada m'shachua. No, barley was also part of the Halacha Moshe Sinai, but it had been forgotten. And the Gemara asks another question. He shnei minei chitim, he shnei minei sa'irim, v'atanin and hamachlik b'salim lachim l'shuk, v'makayim l'veishim l'goyuin, esach ha'meima, shuk b'goyuin. How could barley be like wheat? Doesn't a later Mishnah say that if one divides up moist onions to sell in the market, leaving the dry onions for himself, it's like the law of the threshing floor, and they're considered two types, and he must give payah on them separately? Perhaps you could say that barley is included in the term threshing floor, but could you say that about the onions? Rather, it must be the Chazal did derive from halacha l'moshe Sinai. And the Gemara answers, Kach haisa halacha b'yadim shachur, same answer, that was also part of the tradition, but it was forgotten. Rabbi Chananya, b'shem Shmuel, ein lemeidim min hayuraya, akol moedim she'ein lemeidim min amaseh. Rabbi Chananya, quoting Shmuel, said, one may not derive from a rabbi's halakhic ruling, as perhaps there were additional unspoken reasons for his ruling. Amar Bimana, hadadatema b'ahu d'loi sava, b'amahu d'sava avad. Bimana says this applies to a student who doesn't have sufficient understanding, but if he himself is a Torah scholar who fully understands the logic of the ruling, then he may apply it. Amalei, Rabbi Chananya, quoting Shmuel, responded, b'ein loi sava b'ahu d'pligi, b'ahu d'loi pligi, b'ein sava b'ein loi sava. Even if he himself is a Torah scholar, he may not apply it if it's a ruling that involves a dispute between the sages, but if it doesn't, even if the student is not a Torah scholar, he may apply it.